he's available.
Minutes restriction?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, we'd like to try to keep him in a certain range as he gets back better in shape. But, you know, I don't think it's a minute situation for him where it's, like, drastically, let's say, under what he would normally play.
Got it. And everybody else available except for Noah?
Yes.
Hey, Billy, with Kobe, what are you seeing from Kobe right now? I mean, he and Josh ended the season so well last year. Is it just a matter of him just being in and out? It just seems like he hasn't gotten into a steady flow, a steady rhythm.
Yeah, I think that's really fair. And then I think the other thing, too, is I think as fast as the league has been playing and as we've tried to play, I do think he's got to catch up physically, quite honestly, and get in better shape. I think with the calf, he was probably limited, you know, until, you know, really being able to, you know, do a lot of running, so to speak. Right. So I do think the conditioning part and timing, the rhythm, he's got to get back. And I think the more he plays consistently and we don't have maybe situations where he's been in and out, where he kind of came back and then he missed a few more games, if he can consistently, knock on wood, stay healthy, I think his stamina and his endurance will come back.
How do you think he's approaching, you know, I mean, he's talked about it, he's been open about it, you know, a contract year, and, you know, it's already been reported by numerous places that he turned down the offer, which was smart because he has more money on the table. How do you think he's approaching that? Do you think that's weighing on him, or where do you think, I mean, have you talked to him about that individually? I know you talked to the team about, you know, the contracts and what that means as far as being linked, but individually, have you talked to him about it?
No, I mean, I've talked to the team as a whole just because it is a unique situation, right, with the number of guys that we have. I don't think we have a group of guys that are, hey, I want to go get mine. Now, I think it's normal, I think, for any human being to think about that stuff. I don't think there's anything that's abnormal about that. But I think just being around Kobe as long as I've been around, I think the way he goes about it is, I think, one, he loves playing. I think he loves these guys on the team. He loves competing. And I think he has gotten himself to a place. And I agree with this, and I've talked to guys about this. Whatever is going to happen in February when the trade deadline, or July, you know, it's out of all of our controls.
Right.
You know what I mean? So why waste a lot of time focusing on something down the road, wondering if it will or won't happen, or where will I be a year from now or 6 months from now, where you're missing out on an opportunity that's in front of you. Plus, I also think for him, going through the injury that he went through and having a game taken away from him, I do think it brings some clarity of how important each day is, that I get a chance to do something I love doing, and I'm not going to get distracted by something that's down the road and out of my control potentially. Now, obviously, if he gets to July and those are negotiations and talks and stuff like that, that's where he gets maybe a little bit more control over it, and so do all those guys. But what I've tried to focus on is, you know, if I would have told these guys at 15 years old, you're going to be an NBA player and you're going to, you know, be in a situation where your future could be up in the air based on trade deadline or you know, July, they'd all be like, I want to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, to me, I think that I think that's the way Kobe's wired, quite honestly. I think he's that. Do I think that Kobe thinks about that stuff? Absolutely. Do I think he talks about it to his representation? Sure. I don't think it's like not. But I also think he probably has the ability to kind of
get himself
back to center and say, okay, what do I got to do tonight to help our group?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You've talked about with Kobe just wanting him to become a guy that wasn't reliant on his three-point shot going in or not going in, kind of. You don't want that to define who he is on any given basis. How do you feel like he's doing with that this season?
I think he's done good because I think, you know, the New Orleans game was a rough shooting night for him and our entire team. I do think his voice, you know, the last 2 years has really evolved in a really good way. I think he sees a lot bigger picture of what are the things that, you know, you actually have control over. And I've always said this, you know, 95% of the game is played without the ball in your hands. And if you're worried about when it's coming back to your hands, and you're worried just totally about the 5% it is in your hands, you're missing out on an opportunity to impact the game. And I think Kobe's gotten a lot better defensively. I think he's gotten a lot better putting his body, you know, in plays and taking charges. I think he's done a good job defensively on the ball. If his shots aren't going, he's been a facilitator for us. He's generated shots for his teammates. I think he's allowed us to play fast. He has a lot of gravity towards him on any offense possession because of his ability to score. So I do think that maybe when he first got to the league, it was so much one-dimensional. He's just this scorer, and I think he's really evolved into somebody that understands I can do a lot more things and impact by putting the ball in the basket.
And if, moving forward out of this contract year, if the future kind of for this offense is Kobe and Josh together, do you feel like there's enough playmaking between the two of them, kind of where they're at right now, or is that still a growth area?
Well, I mean, the one thing I would say is the unfortunate part is to what Joe mentioned. I think it's a little bit unfortunate that those two guys couldn't continue on where they left off. I think this summer was unique for both guys. One, that Josh was going through what he was going through with his contract. And then obviously Kobe had to deal, you know, with the calf. I think Kobe did a great job this summer trying to, at different points in time in the summer, get the group together, even when he wasn't able to play. So I think that's been really good. To answer your question about them playing together, you'd like to see them on the court more. But I've got a lot of confidence in both guys. I think both guys are high IQ players. I think both guys are really good competitors. They have a good relationship. I think part of the way you would look at any combination of a backcourt functioning is it has to start off first with communication and the ability to have hard or difficult conversations, so the ability to confront and challenge each other. I think they have that in a very, very healthy way. I think there's mutual respect they have between them. I think they get along. I think they can complement each other very well.
This might not be the right word, but it's the only one I got.
Sure.
Are you frustrated with Patrick Williams with, I mean, the first month, probably 5 weeks, it looked like he was embracing a role, playing a role well, and then since then it seems like he's kind of slipped back to the thing that we've seen far too often, where it's just the highs are so high and the lows are so low. I mean, what's your take on your thoughts of where he is right now and your feeling about him?
You know, I think sometimes the mistake I can make is, you see somebody that can get to a certain level and not the level you feel like they can get to, and how do you help them get there, you know? And there's also got to be a part of me, balance-wise, that I've got to accept Patrick for what he does and how he contributes as a player. You know, to your point, there's been moments where he's really, really, really been effective, and then there's maybe some other moments he hasn't. So then you look at, okay, you know, can he work and get better at finishing? You know, he's not been great finishing around the basket this year. That's been a challenge for him. He's really improved, I think, his three-point shooting. You feel good about that. I think he gives us a lot on the defensive end of the floor physically. But the scoring dynamic of who he's, you know, maybe evolved into from his rookie year now as a scorer, there really hasn't been, like, a whole lot of change. Not to say he can't score, but
right,
there's been, to your point, the ups and downs in the scoring piece. So what I've tried to focus on, okay, what can he bring to the table every single night that he knows he can bring to the table that's going to help our team, you know? And I think that's the defending. I think it's taking the open shots, and I do think he's made a more conscientious effort to try to get to the backboard. Can he get better? Absolutely. I think we all can get better, me included. But I also feel like when he's out there, he's trying to play the right way for our team, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. Yeah. And I also understand,
did that too, take a while to get to? I mean, you said it's kind of been a battle of acceptance almost. Have you accepted it, or are you still kind of beating yourself up and saying, I gotta figure out how to push the right button, I gotta get him?
You know, I feel that way with all the guys, quite honestly. You know, I feel like my responsibility is to try to get the most out of those guys. You know, I think maybe a few games ago, you know, Modest was maybe taking a dip or wasn't playing well, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of conversations I have behind closed doors with him, trying to challenge him and get him, you know, to not miss the opportunity of these difficult moments and how he should internalize them and perceive them, right? But I think there's this part of Patrick where he's got this big, strong body and he's athletic, and you see things that you want to see more of.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that hasn't necessarily happened, but doesn't mean he can't be an effective player for us. So it's not like I've just resigned myself to the fact that he can't get better. I resigned myself to the fact of, here are the things he does well that can impact our team, and I'm going to count on those things and demand those things out of him. But if I want him, hey, you know, put the ball on the floor and create, make a play and go finish and, you know, step through and do all this, that may not be him, you know what I mean? And I know he wants to get better and he's worked to get better, but I do know the open three-point shooting, the defense, making more of an effort on the glass, and then working on the finishing. I think if he does those things at a high level, he's a really, really good contributing factor for us. You know what I mean? And I think when you have a player, everybody looks at the same thing, right? He's where he's picked. Can this guy someday, at some point, be this NBA all-star, this guy, right? Yeah. And some guys, I think, in this league, as young as these guys are coming in, everybody's kind of got their own path. And I do think he's been way more consistent now in the things I mentioned than he was, I think, early in his career. And I've kind of just tried to not stop pushing him, but also trying to get him to contribute on those things on a regular basis. Not that he may miss shots. That's going to happen. But is he taking the right shots? Is he attacking closeouts? Is he getting into the paint? Is he not turning it over? Is he making good decisions in the lane? Can he finish better? Like, those things, I think, are going to help him. But I think for me to expect that he's going to go from here to here, I think that would probably frustrate him and myself doing that. I got to figure out how we can help our team.
He was 11th man in Cleveland with you guys fully healthy. Is that his new? Was that a matchup thing, or is that his new rotation?
I think, you know, Case, it's going to be a situation for us as we've gotten whole that I would not sit there and say that, like, I'm totally mapped out just because I haven't seen these guys. But at some point, there's going to have to be, you know, a level of sacrifice by everybody, you know. And I've elected to go with the three bigs to see what that looks like. That's going to bleed into somebody else.
Right.
You know, Iles come back off an injury. He played 15 minutes prior to that. He got hurt. We had, you know, Kobe was out, and we had Trey out, and all of a sudden his minutes are up in the 30s, you know. So I think we've got to accept, you know, as a team, that we need everybody, and that on every night, not everybody's going to play, if that makes sense. And I think it's about keeping yourself ready. And there are times, quite honestly, that as the game is going on, I'm seeing things, or, hey, listen, that lineup's good. Let's extend it a little bit long. This is not going well. Let's try this. Let's put these guys in. And sometimes that does impact guys' minutes. But I wouldn't sit there and say that in my mind. I say, okay, he's just the 11th guy, and that's it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, with our team going forward. But I do, like I told Joe, I think Patrick can help.
Last one. Coach, with the way your team's able to run effectively, both off makes and misses, how have you gotten this team specifically to buy in to constantly pushing pace and then your ability to score in transition? What is it about this specific team that you've been able to execute the way you all play in transition?
I think on anything, like, from style of play, identity standpoint, I think the players have to take ownership of it, you know, and then I think my responsibility is try to hold them, you know, to account on those things that, you know, who and what we say we want to be, you know. And we've all kind of talked about this a year ago, that this is how we're going to play, you know. And quite honestly, there was times, you know, a week or 10 days ago that we weren't running very effectively, you know. And we say this is who we're going to be, but then let's be who we say we're going to be and not talk about that. So I do think the ownership by the group in terms of them being very open-minded to how we have to play and how the group has to function well together. And then it was also a byproduct of the number of guards that we had as well. But a lot of it, I think, has been driven by the players.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.